When tragedy takes place, peace can seem far away. I'm Todd Morris for Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Violence in Japan exposes the difference between appearance and reality and a great need for prayer. In other news, people are often shocked to learn that their neighborhood is a center for human trafficking. Stay with us to learn how you can fight modern slavery and affirm the value of those caught in it. We begin today's broadcast in Japan, where 19 people were stabbed to death and 25 were injured earlier this week. A former employee broke into a facility for disabled individuals and killed several of the residents. In the past, the attacker has reportedly said he believes disabled people should be euthanized. This is the deadliest mass killing in Japan since World War II. Things like this don't normally happen in Japan, especially since the culture encourages people to avoid bringing dishonor or embarrassment to the group or family. But Mary Jo Wilson with Asian Access wonders if the veneer of stability ends up covering real issues.
I just talked with a pastor this evening that lives not far from where this tragedy occurred. He was saying, on the surface, Japan looks very put together, but under the surface, there is a lot of stress and really a need for true peace that only Christ can bring.
The mission field in Japan is great.
Less than 1% of Japanese are Christians, and so there are a lot of people that I think are questioning and wondering, and churches, Christians, are available then to share with people the hope of Christ.
Wilson asks for one thing.
Continued prayers, even when things like this are no longer in the news, but continued prayers for this large group of people who really need the message of Christ.
And El Nino has wrought a lot of havoc around the world in countries already struggling with severe weather conditions. The years-long drought in Ethiopia, said to be the worst in several decades, is no exception. According to the World Food Program, 10.2 million Ethiopians are in need of emergency food assistance. There are many organizations trying to dampen the impact of the drought. Jerry Wiles of Living Water International says,
about 98 million people live in Ethiopia, 42 million plus without access to clean, safe drinking water. And that's the current statistics. You know, it's going to get worse. And the need for sanitation and hygiene training are pretty major. Living Water International has been involved there for many years. By the end of this year, we will have completed more than 500 water projects.
While Living Water provides physical water for earthly relief, they also want to share the living water, Jesus Christ, for an eternal impact.
The Lord's doing a great work, and seems like in some of the most desperate, difficult times and places, the Lord does some amazing work. So we're praying and trusting the Lord that we can be strategic in meeting the physical and the spiritual needs there.
Would you pray with them? For more information on specific water projects, visit us at missionnews.org. You're listening to Mission Network News. Slavery has been outlawed in virtually every corner of the world, but modern slavery does continue to be a reality. An estimated 27 million people are trapped in forced labor, prostitution, and child exploitation. Lucas Coach of Food for the Hungry says it's time for a global response to this gut-wrenching problem, and the End Modern Slavery Initiative Act speaks to the solution.
Brings the private sector into account. Industries that often are inclined to exploit labor or to perpetrate trafficking, providing more accountability mechanisms within their supply chains and their practices to ensure that doesn't happen.
Coach says it's time for Christians to make our voices heard.
Pray that our hearts are continue to be softened and provoked as we seek and ask the Holy Spirit to work in and through the systems and the leaders within our societies to make change.
For details on these stories and more, please visit missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. Would you like to get a tool to help you pray for our world more effectively? Get our free e-news delivered every morning. Stories on current events, plus the gospel connections, action points, links, photos, and more. You can also look at One Way's prayer cast outreach, including resources to awaken hearts and create a deeper understanding of prayer. Again, that's at missionnews.org. For Ruth Kramer, I'm Todd Morris.